Welcome to the Generous Life Podcast. I'm Lori Farquhar, president of NCF South Florida, and I am in the studio today with Mr. Greg Edwards. Greg, welcome to the Generous Life Podcast.
Good afternoon, Lori.
Thank you for being here. Greg is part of our NCF South Florida family. He serves on our board. He's a LifeWork leadership alum, and he's traveled with us to Kingdom Advisors in Orlando. He's done a bunch of ministry things with us, and he's just all around one of the wonderful people we have in our community. And Greg, what I thought you could do is just tell the podcast listeners a little bit about your story. And Greg's also a wealth advisor, so tell us about your firm and what you do. We'd love to learn a little bit more about you.
Sure. To start with, I'm a local native of Fort Lauderdale.
That's rare.
Born in Holy Cross Hospital.
Right across the street.
Just celebrated my 60th birthday.
Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you. But native to South Florida, born and raised here. Grew up in a Christian home. Pretty much a hardcore Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Went to St. Coleman's grade school and went to Cardinal Gibbons High School. And it was actually at St. Coleman's where I met my wife.
Oh, cool.
In fourth grade.
Wow.
And we've been married 32 years now.
Amazing. And Did you know in fourth grade that she was the one?
Not any idea. So, roots are here in South Florida. Went off to University of South Florida after graduating Gibbons and got a degree in finance and started in the financial services business in 1986 with Cigna.
Okay.
And from there, started our firm, Lawless Edwards & Warren. We're independent wealth management shop in Boca Raton, Florida, mm-hmm. with my two business partners in 1994.
Okay.
And we've pretty much represented privately held business owners for the most part and entrepreneurs in various aspects of their planning, focusing a lot on estate planning and business continuity type planning issues. And, I probably spent a good 25 years doing that business.
Mm.
And I kind of had a void out there. And my good friend who had just done LifeWork leadership, Rob Cornerans, introduced me to this program, said, "Hey, I want you to meet this friend of mine, Stefan, and give this program some consideration." Well, I had seen the impact it had made in his life.
On Rob. Rob was also here in the podcast studio a while ago, so you can check out his podcast as well.
Yeah. So,
what year was that, Greg?
So I was class 10. So it's got to be 6-7 years ago.
At least, yeah.
Yeah. And I also knew Wayne Jr., and he was in the first class of it, and he's a friend. And he had shared with me what some of the impact it had on him. And so for me, it was kind of a no-brainer to take that step and do LifeWork leadership, which really taught me a lot about what, God has given me and the blessings that I see around me and what I've been able to experience. And it caused me to really reflect mm-hmm. on, my career, my business, my faith. And it did it in such a positive way that it's really transformed how I look at my business now and how I advise clients.
That's wonderful. What were some of the changes that you saw in your friends that you wanted? When you said there was a void there, you probably didn't know really what that void was, but there was something that attracted you.
Well, as I mentioned earlier in the beginning, I was raised Catholic, kind of grew away from the church, mm-hmm. got involved in the Presbyterian Church in Lighthouse Point, which is where we live and raised our kids. And, there were some political things that went on at that church that I also realized when it came to faith that I really wanted something. I wanted to experience a more direct relationship, and mm-hmm. that's what I've really found in my walk today. But I also looked at how can I utilize the skill set that I have to help others figure out a way to use typically their biggest asset that they have as a way to promote ministry. Mm-hmm. And that's where working with NCF has really opened up a whole, another set of tools in my toolbox that I use every day mm-hmm. with clients. And, I've been doing this over 36 years as a career, and I can tell you that, I know a lot of the strategies and things, but working with NCF has opened up a whole nother level of helping clients become generous with the assets that they have, not just, money mm-hmm. per se.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things I remember learning in LifeWork was that God owns it all. And it's not just, your money financially that you're giving, but he does own your business. And he's everything. So if you can pivot your life around that and think about that, and you in the position that you're in, have a chance to influence your clients in that way, that's just a super cool thing.
Sure. Yeah. No, it was one of those things where when I was going through life work, it really caused me to reflect back at, how we, with our business, how we can help our associates and help really engage them in the impact of giving and helping their fellow man and other cohorts at work. So mm-hmm. it's really been a great experience from that. It's not just about making money. And, if you've got a successful business, that's really, that tool could be a ministry in and of itself.
Right.
If you look at it in the right way.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's one of the core components about life work is integrating your faith into your work and how, how you can live that out and hearing from people that have experimented in that and done that and learning from them. And the same thing with Kingdom Advisors going to that conference where there's 2,000 advisors, that are all striving to integrate their faith into their work and make their practice different from everybody else's.
Sure thing. It's one thing where you can. It really taught me to be open about my faith, which I was really never.
You mean you actually talk about it with people?
to be able to have people in the office. And look, we employ lots of other people of other faiths, and we're very respectful of all that. But there's certain, if you want to participate in some of the things that we're doing, the door's open and mm-hmm. have a conversation. And I've got a number of employees where we each day will have a little prayer time together. And
that's wonderful.
But it's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. And, but those that want to do it. And it's good.
Yeah. That's terrific. That's great to hear. Greg, you talked a little bit about asset giving, and that is actually the sweet spot for NCF. as a national organization. You know, we're just finalizing the numbers nationally, but this year NCF brought in $3.1 billion in contributions and granted out over $2 billion. So they, you know, in over 41 years, they've really mastered this art of giving and are truly the experts. And we're, you know, so honored to be an affiliate here in South Florida with NCF. And asset giving is that sweet spot that even firms like Goldman Sachs and other, you know, Fidelity, other big, big players in the market don't do what we do, because we take in asset gifts like a business, a private stock in a business or property, any number of things, and we will hold it. And some of the other firms take in assets, but they require liquidation. So I know you and I have had a chance to work together on a few of these deals, and they're always so exciting. And it's just such a cool journey to watch the giver get excited about giving away part of something they own, which can be very, very hard as a business owner that started this from scratch. And now you think about giving away a part of it. Do you have any stories that you'd want to share with our listeners about that?
Sure. I would start with if you own a business or you own assets, you know, like I said earlier, I've been doing this 36 years, and 95% of the time, most people write a check when it comes time to make a charitable donation.
Yep.
And that's the most common way of doing it. And people don't, you know, it was really, I have always worked with companies like Fidelity or Schwab Charitable, and up to prior to my experience with NCF. And, you know, okay, that's really cool. You can give a share of, you know, Berkshire Hathaway that you bought 10 years ago, and now it's, you know, and avoid the capital gain tax. And that's kind of like a no-brainer transaction mm-hmm. these days. And, you know, pretty much anybody can facilitate it, mm-hmm. including NCF. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, when you're talking to a business owner or people that have other assets, you know, think of a piece of real estate, or perhaps you're involved in some type of business partnership or set or something like that, where you've had substantial appreciation or you've, you know, got something in the way of, you know, an invention or mm-hmm. copyrights,
trademarks,
yep. things like that, where you have these assets that perhaps have appreciated significantly over the years. And you're looking for a way to utilize or unleash that so that you can use that to promote your generosity. Mm-hmm. So many people tithe, you know, so when I'm talking to a client, you know, and I figure out over time that, you know, they're givers, you know, I'll see it in their tax returns. I'll see it in mm-hmm. the way that they handle themselves, and if there are people that like to be generous, and you know, I'll go back to the person that tithes, you know, if they're doing 10%, you know, whether it's coming out of your business or it's coming out of your distribution from a real estate deal, it's still 10%. So what we can do is take and take full advantage of some tax planning. And that tax planning gives you the ability to save on income taxes. In addition, the future capital gain taxes, right. if the asset's sold. Mm-hmm. And it creates a substantial economic benefit in addition to the fact that you're giving the money away. Mm-hmm. You want to give the money away in a format that is very meaningful. So
I think about it in terms of leveraged giving. That's kind of what turned me on to NCF personally. I was able to give stock options and not pay the capital gains. And so I actually had more to give away than I would have if I had just liquidated the options and paid, you know, my taxes. So what NCF has uniquely carved out, and other DAF providers can do this piece too, is rather than no money comes out of pocket, but what you do is you lower your tax bite. And so now that provides more cash for you to be able to give away. And to me, that's just smart. You know, like, I want to be smart about what I do with my investments, and I want to be smart about how I give. And so being able to have leveraged giving is the smart way to do it. So let's be smart about it. Right?
Sure thing.
Yeah.
You know, I would say that a number of the transactions that we've done over the years, you know, if I'm working with one of the bigger institutions that's in the DAF space, you know, and you do a transaction where you're using some type of illiquid gift, you know, they want to see a liquidity event happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's their you know, they want the asset converted into cash and then investments within their firm.
Mm-hmm. Usually 60 to 90 days, I think the term is.
That's very commonplace, but it's also when you are dealing with a business owner or somebody who has a private company, let's say, you know, well, maybe he doesn't want to sell it, you know? Maybe he wants to hang on to it for a while, or perhaps—
What about passing it down to the next generation?
Pass it down to the next generation. Mm-hmm. I mean, so we've done many transactions where, you know, we take part of the company, we get an appraisal done, you know, so you have to get it's not cheap, but you get a certified appraisal done on a business. There's many companies that'll do a business valuation for you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you come up with a number that, let's say the guy started off with, you know, the business is worth $10 million and he wants to give away 10% of the company, and you get an appraisal, it's worth $10 million. You know, there are some various discounting factors that have to be put into play, but, you know, you transfer those shares and now he gets a deduction on his tax return for $700,000 or $800,000.
Mm-hmm.
And all he did was sign a piece of paper.
Right. No money transferred.
No money transferred. Now the shares are in his DAF, and that 10% that he was taking as a dividend and giving away, it's automatically going into his DAF, and there's no income taxes paid on it.
Brilliant. Smart giving.
You know, so— mm-hmm. That's one element of it. And you know, NCF is not going to force you to liquidate those shares. If you want to leave them in your DAF, you can.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, perhaps your son or your son and daughter are in your business, and you now ultimately want to have them own some of the stock in the company. Well, NCF will say, okay, we'll sell you those shares through an arm's length transaction to your children. And perhaps you do it in a trust or some other type of entity. But at the end of the day, your children are going to own those shares. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be buying those shares from NCF at again, the fair market value of them.
Mm-hmm.
But your DAF is now going to get funded with an installment note.
Right. And NCF will hold the note.
NCF will hold the note. Mm-hmm. I've done them up to 10 years, mm-hmm. you know. And the cool part about that is your children are able to get the shares of the company. And if it's a growing business, those shares are no longer subject to estate taxes.
Right.
So that's another big win. And your DAF is currently going to be getting revenues going into it from your installment sale. And, you know, so there's a win for your income taxes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a win for your charitable giving because it's more efficient, and there's a win for your family. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really cool way to utilize NCF and take advantage of the different opportunities that are out there that they can facilitate. And it is a really, it's kind of not, it's another quiver or another tool in my toolbox, but mm-hmm. it's a tool that, you know, in the last 5 or 6 years, I've used it many, many times, and it's been a wonderful relationship with the organization, and it's just a value add that I can provide to our clients.
I love that. And having worked with you and seen the way that you communicate with your clients, you make it easy for them too. You kind of
thank you.
Make it very, very simple for them to get. Because sometimes those concepts that you just talked about can be, you know, people like they don't get it right away. But you have a way of explaining it and showing them the results through illustrations and different things that makes it easy for people.
Well, thank you. It's certainly a, you know, if you're somebody who is in that type of position, you really should look at it because, you know, once you put a pencil to it, you know, your eyes just open up and go, wow, it's a powerful
right
technique, mm-hmm. you know, when you look at the economics behind it and the, why somebody would write a check to fund their charitable giving.
Right.
You think about it. It's like, but that's what everybody does.
Exactly.
And, so now you can use your business to, help fund ministry. And then, you know, we recently had, unfortunately a client pass away prematurely, and, you know, his company, surviving company, two partners, decided to set up a some type of scholarship program in his name. And again, through NCF and some of the other ministries, Helping Hands,
right?
We were able to help coordinate a scholarship program whereby some of their people that are being mentored in the organization or interns, they'll be eligible for the scholarship that is actually going to get funded through monies that are being put aside currently mm-hmm. by their clients and other friends and family of this gentleman up front today. So we'll be able to set up a donor advised fund that will then fund these scholarships.
So awesome. That's such a neat way to honor his legacy.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. I'm so glad that worked out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we are. And the family is blown away by the whole idea, and his business partners. It was, again, bringing something to the table that was just way outside the nine dots of what, you know, people normally do that are, you know, in my business, you know, they're mm-hmm. not thinking about these things, and it's a valuable tool. And I just see it as a great way to help other people.
That's wonderful. Know. It certainly differentiates you. And we appreciate you, Greg. Thank you so much for being in the studio with us today.
My pleasure.
And if anybody wants to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
You're welcome to call my office at 1-800-361-8140. And my direct extension is 229. Our website is www.lawlessedwardswarren.com. So I'm going to help you. I'm going to spell that for you. LawlessEdwardsWarren.com.
LawlessEdwardsWarren.com. Thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Generous Life podcast. If you'd like to learn more about what NCF South Florida is up to, go to ncfgiving.com/South Florida.